What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Carl from Hood Sport is. Carl, are you there?
Yeah.
Carl, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
No.
Oh.
That's fine. That's completely fine.
I hope that doesn't hurt you. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Carl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Minnie.
Yes. Wow. What former Mariner was recently inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Edgar Martinez.
No.
Ah.
Who voiced the title character in the animated movie Bolt? What does the D stand for in D-Day?
Depression.
What was that?
Disaster.
No. The oldest subway station in the U.S. is located in what state?
New York.
No.
San Francisco.
No.
Horrible.
What article of clothing comes in Bermuda, board, and booty varieties?
George.
Yes. Diana Prince is best known as what superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Yes. Carl, you got 3 correct. I will say that cheat sheet would have really come in handy.
Carl also sounds like he's scuba diving in Hood Canal.
I know. Are you catching some fish out there? What's going on?
We have horrible service right now.
Yes. I think we can tell. Well, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Oh, Minnie Mouse.
Yes. What former Mariner was recently inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Ichiro.
Who voiced the title character in the animated movie Bolt?
Ichiro.
No.
Bolt? Eddie Murphy?
No.
Danny DeVito?
No. What does the D stand for in D-Day?
Dude Day?
No.
Wow.
I can't think of the word. Oh, my gosh. Pass. I'll come back to it. It's going to bug me.
The oldest subway station in the U.S. is located in what state?
New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
Correct. What article of clothing comes in Bermuda, board, and booty varieties?
Shorts.
Yes. Diana Prince is best known for what? As what superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Correct. The Renaissance began in what Italian city?
Rome.
No.
Venice.
No.
Vatican City.
No. How many pairs of wings do bees have?
2?
Correct. Walt Disney passed away in what decade?
80s?
No.
70s?
No.
90s?
No. You went the wrong way.
60s.
There we go.
Is it Doom Day? No.
Keep thinking. I will say the answer is in the question. What does the D stand for in D-Day?
Day?
Yes.
Day-Day?
Day-Day.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I like how Danny instantly went to his keyboard to Google that.
Yeah, he doesn't believe me.
It seems so unbelievable.
I know. It's I was shocked too. It's Day Day. No. Why?
Well, I'm glad that they shortened it for us.
Right? I know when you were like, I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of it. I'm like, you're not thinking of it.
No, I way overthought that one.
Well, Steve, you got 6 points, which is a win. 6-3.
You started playing it before you
even knew.
I just assumed I won. You're right. I just assumed I won based on how you guys were talking to him when I walked into the studio.
Yeah.
Very cocky.
Kind of.
Taryn and I weren't rubbing it in your face right now, so you read the room
No, there was no like glare from Taryn, like you're going to get your ass handed to you. It was more just like, man, well, maybe he'll just forget to answer the questions.
Yes. Does anyone know who voiced the title character in the animated movie Bolt?
I do, because it was in the cheat sheet.
Ooh, tell us.
John Travolta.
Yes.
Really?
I know, it's random.
I don't know if I, yeah.
The Renaissance began in what Italian city?
Sicily.
No.
Oh.
Florence.
He kind of danced all around it. And then you finally realized that Walt Disney passed away in the
60s.
Well, congrats on beating Carl.
The men's room is having their lager launch party and a live broadcast at Black Raven Brewing Company in Woodinville on Friday, February 7th. And that is to commemorate that they are doing 20 years this year. Their 20th year.
What better way to celebrate 20 years than by having a commemorative beer?
Brew the beer and let's celebrate it. And all the proceeds, or a portion of the proceeds, excuse me, will benefit our local Fisher House locations, all three of them. And you can check out the beer at your local Fred Meyer and local QFC stores right now. All the info on the party and the beer can be found at KISW.com. A music website just put together a list of one-hit wonder songs that will still get the party started.
Oh, I think I definitely know one of them, for sure. One that gets everybody going crazy at the parties.
Oh, God.
Right? No?
Try to keep your top on, Steve.
No, I don't.
There is some local representation on this list as well. So what Seattle artist still gets the party going? We're going to find out after Nirvana. The website American Classic put together a list of one-hit wonder songs that will still get the party going. For instance, this is one of them.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not this song. I don't think I've ever told you the story about this song.
Oh, there's a story?
Is this your walkout song when you wrestle?
That might as well have been. So, I mean, I was a younger kid, and I loved heavy metal music. You know, Kiss, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden. And I also loved It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls. I was obsessed with this song to the point where my family actually said, hey, do you like girls? Like, it was a moment where, like, my aunt thought I was gay because I listened to that song all the freaking time. It was like metal, Motley Crue, and my Aunt Ginny, I remember, she's like, Steven, do you date girls? Do you like girls? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, are you interested in girls? I'm like, why are you asking? She's like, well, we don't know do you like boys? And I'm like, why are you asking me these questions? I just like music.
Little did your auntie know you would grow up to wear spandex and wrestle with other grown men.
Yeah.
It's raining men. Okay. All right, so I have the rest of the songs that made this list, and I decided to put it through that music app that we have where you can isolate each track.
Okay.
And I want to see how well you guys could do if we go track by track. So I'm going to play one of the songs that's considered to be a one-hit wonder that still gets the party going. It's still a banger. And you have to guess which one it is. So I'm going to start playing it, and you guys have to guess. Are you guys ready for this one?
Let's go.
All right, we'll start with this one first.
Ice Ice Baby?
No.
Mix-a-Lot.
Mix-a-Lot.
Yes.
Good job, Sarah.
I like them round and big.
I wonder if he knew when he made this song. He probably did that this was just going to be such a massive hit.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
If you talk about butts anywhere, it's probably going to be a hit.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
All right, are you guys ready for the next one? I mean, we didn't even need to like go track by track on that one. I just did the drums and you guys were all in. Ice Ice Baby.
I know, sorry. I was very wrong.
Should go home. All right, here's our next one.
Oh, Mambo Number 5.
What the? Jesus.
See, I know some music, you guys.
Remember, these are songs that are sure to get the party started, which is why Sarah knows them all.
I love this song.
Wow.
Also, if someone is playing this at the party, I'm probably walking out.
No way.
I was a big fan of Mambo number 4, but not Mambo number 5.
Mambo number 6 crushed it, though. Little
bit of Monica. Taryn says that she starts dancing immediately.
Dude, if this song played at her party, everybody would have been on the dance floor.
Well, yeah.
Blue Bega?
Yes.
Blue Bega.
All right. These are a lot easier than I thought, especially for our friend Sarah over here. She loves the one-hit wonders. Woo! All right, we isolated the tracks on this one. Let's see if you can name this one. So far, Sarah, you're winning this whole thing.
Sure am.
Okay, it's a little bit harder. Got the drums in there right now. I'll add another instrument. A little bass.
Oh, it's Crazy Town. Butterfly.
You got it. Oh.
A little shifty shell shock.
And so this is a sample, though, of Red Hot Chili Peppers, isn't this?
Is it?
I don't know.
I think so.
I never knew that.
I'm pretty sure that this part. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sugar. Rest in peace, Shifty Shell Shock.
The song was so big.
It's so funny. When I went on YouTube to look at this song, so many people are like, it's 2025. Anyone else listening to this? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. All right, one more. This one might be the hardest one of them all. Ooh. I say that, but watch, Sarah just nails it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you spin me right round, baby, right round?
What? Yeah.
Dude, this is my ringtone.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
To start the party anytime someone calls?
Yep, exactly. I know, don't look at me like that. Don't judge me.
Or did you just know that it was like a dirty song? So it's that's
a very,
why you liked
it was a very dirty song. Yeah that's drums. Why.
I didn't think you were going to get it that quick.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Is it? This is the era of music that I wish could be forgotten.
Yeah, aside from Sir Mix-a-Lot, I could do without the other ones.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
Crazy Town. I mean, I say I hate this, but then here I am bobbing my head to this freaking song.
Honestly, this was on the Wedding Singer soundtrack, which is
very
underrated soundtrack. Very underrated. It does get the party started. Mariners great Ichiro Suzuki was voted into the Hall of Fame yesterday, Rockaholics. Many are beyond happy, right, Steve?
Oh, yes. Very excited.
But could you imagine that some people are not happy? They're not happy that he didn't get voted in unanimously.
What a good reason to be upset.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Mariners legend Ichiro Suzuki was voted into the Hall of Fame yesterday, and he became the first Japanese player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Not only that...
It's not every morning that you can show love to Sir Mix-a-Lot earlier, and then one of his buddies, the great kid sensation, at the same time, shout out to Cola. Great.
He received 393 votes out of the 394.
I can't believe somebody didn't vote.
People were very much expecting him to be unanimously voted in. That did not happen. Many are still beyond happy that he's in.
Of course.
While also very frustrated that he didn't get voted in unanimously. So let's go straight to the comments.
We sent a few of these posts and acknowledgement of Ichiro making the Hall of Fame to our production director, Jason. Said, find your favorite comments about people getting mad. And please just reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how people get worked up over crazy stuff on social media. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's hear it.
The one person who didn't vote for him should sleep with his eyes open, okay?
Okay.
Agreed.
What are we doing here?
Once he's identified.
Look, I think everybody should have voted for him, but there's always that one. It's the contrarian, the guy that even if everyone's agreeing on something, there's that one person that has to come out of the party and be like, well, actually, you guys, that band's not as great as everybody thinks they are, even though they sold billions of copies of records.
freaking writers.
For real. Find out who didn't vote for Ichiro and let Ichiro beat him over the head with a bat.
Ooh, that's violence.
Very reasonable. Is that from you?
No.
I hope that whoever didn't vote for Ichiro stubs his toe every morning when he wakes up for the rest of his life. They deserve pain forever.
Now, will it come out? I know some people say that eventually it does, or is it just completely anonymous forever? Like, at some point, is somebody going to find out who this writer was?
And he's going to get doxxed.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was, like, a Seattle Mariners writer who's just, like, just wants to just create chaos?
Well, it's like, when you see numbers like that, you have to realize, like, you were in the wrong. Like, that's not just a minority vote. That's, like, crazy.
You think he's like, oh, I didn't vote for him because I knew everyone else would, so what does it matter?
I mean, it does matter. Look what's happening right now. People are mad.
The internet has lost their minds.
Dude doesn't deserve to be in the hole. Never won a World Series, and he even went to the Yankees at one point. I agree with the writer.
Okay.
Well, that person's name is on the internet, so now we can go after them.
You can't blame Ichiro for the Seattle Mariners never winning a World Series. I mean, there's a lot of people to blame. Ichiro is definitely not one of them.
It's not just on his shoulders.
All right, one more comment about Ichiro not getting a unanimous vote for the Hall of Fame.
I don't know why, but the fact that Ichiro didn't get one vote to make it unanimous has pissed me off all f***ing day.
So many people were upset about this.
See, I feel like it's one of those, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed moments.
Yeah.
Very disappointed, but still very happy. Ichiro deserves this so much.
And it's going to be great to see another Seattle Mariner finally going to be in the hall, going in as a Seattle Mariner.
These streaming services are going to make us all go broke.
Yeah, I need to do an audit.
Yeah, how is this going to shake loose? We'll tell you what's trending after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up, you're starting your day, and you're trying to sift through the world of pop culture, which can be a little overwhelming. So we're going to help you out by giving you the Cliff Notes as we tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Netflix will be raising its prices for the first time since October of 2023. The ad-supported plan is going to increase from $6.99 to $7.99, and the standard ad-free tier will rise from $15.49 to $17.99, and then the premium plan will jump from $22.99 to $24.99.
I'll be honest, I don't know which plan I have. I need to check my account. I don't think I have the super expensive one, but I'm pretty sure I have the ad-free one.
I think that's the one that I have as well. They're saying that the cost to add an extra member is also going to increase, but the company did recently announce it had record revenue of $10 billion, also its largest ever jump in subscribers. So they're really hurting.
What better way to celebrate new subscribers and more money than to charge your subscribers more money?
And when something goes up by $2, I don't think, I'm not going to cancel it, you know? Like, they know we're going to pay it.
Right, oh, it's another dollar, not a big deal. And also for me, being the wrestling dork that I am, because like, if I would have seen this maybe a few months ago, I'd be like, that's it. Babe, we don't need Netflix. We barely watch it. We spend more time scrolling through Netflix than actually watching shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we spend like 30 minutes looking through Netflix before we finally settle on a show. But now WWE's Monday Night Raw is on Netflix.
You got to have it.
They sucked me in. Now I'm locked in, baby. Not going to happen. Hey, Nine Inch Nails, big announcement earlier this morning. They're getting the band of Trent Reznor and whoever he wants to hire back together for the Peel It Back tour, and it is coming here to Seattle. They made the announcement this morning. The tour begins in Ireland, so if you guys want to make a trip in Dublin, it's going to be happening on June 15th, or you can wait till they come to Climate Pledge Arena, and that's going to be happening on August 12th. Tickets go on sale next week on Friday at noon through Nine Inch Nails' website, which is NIN.com. And NIN stands for Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I was very confused.
Make sure you guys know that.
I'm about to Google it.
I know you're not that bright. help.
According to a poll, the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, was America's favorite movie of 2024.
Has anyone seen it?
My parents saw it, and they loved it.
I want to see it. Yeah. I'm not a Bob Dylan fan at all. Like, I like a lot of his songs when they're covered by other people.
Yeah.
But I've heard nothing but great things about this movie.
Well, Steve, it had a 99% favorability rating.
Oh, that's too good.
Shogun topped TV favorites. It had a 94% rating, while the most watched titles were Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Whoa. Just two Beetlejuices.
Beetlejuice.
What the hell's wrong with you?
For movies and Fallout for TV.
Well, if we're talking about movies, I do have another dumb action movie to recommend.
Oh, no.
Come on. Give it a chance. It's on Netflix, so you can get your money's worth.
Okay.
It stars Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx, and it's called Back in Action. There were a couple spies, and then they found out that she was pregnant. And so then they kind of went off the grid, but then they got pulled back into the world of espionage.
Oh.
So it's The Incredibles, but with Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx.
And the kids don't have any superpowers, man. Oh, so get it right.
Sorry.
Now, it didn't get 99% on Rotten Tomatoes like the Bob Dylan film. Any guesses? Because if it's a Steve Miggs movie, it's a dumb action film. And typically, they don't do very well on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm going to say 64%.
64%. What are you thinking, Sarah?
I was going to go more like 28%.
28%. Danny.
See, and I was going to go 69%.
Nice. Well, one person was very, very close. Off by 2%. Sarah? Oh. 26% on Rotten Tomatoes for Back in Action.
No.
Highly recommend.
So you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Was it funny?
It was awesome. And it had some funny moments, but it was just a fun, dumb action film.
Did it
have any, all I want to watch,
did it have any good sexy scenes?
No.
Oh. That's the kind of action I'm into.
Oh, that's a different one. I'll send you a link to those. Kind of, my wife stayed awake for this film, too.
Well, that says a lot.
That's what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, good to know. Put it on the list.
Stevie Tomatoes gives it 98%.
Wow. Would you like a shot at beating Steve? We sure would love it if you took him down this morning. He has a record of 17 wins, 16 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.